introducing another in the series of dramatic previews brought to you each week by the American Weekly, the magazine which is distributed to all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. May we call attention to a sensational announcement of vital importance, which will be made at the end of this program, a message which may have untold influence in the future welfare and happiness of you and yours. The dramatic presentation lasts exactly 12 minutes. Don't fail to wait and listen to the announcement that follows. It may bring a lifetime of comfort and security. The American Theater of Radio presents Ghosts of the Catacombs, a radio interpretation of one of the many interesting stories to be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly. Ghosts of the Catacombs was produced in the studios of the General Broadcasting Company in New York. The principals in our cast will be Professor Hendry, eminent psychical research director, Norman Darrell, his aide, Signora Zarelli, the medium, and the remainder of our cast will be those whom Signora Zarelli brings before us in spirit form. The weirdest and most spectacular seance ever held was deep down in the catacombs of Rome, amid the dust and grinning skulls of 6 million early Christians who were buried in those miles of twisting subterranean labyrinths. The tortuous passages of the catacombs are carved out of solid rock, one above another, to a depth of more than 80 feet below the surface. Many of them barely wide enough for a person to squeeze through. The walls are lined with the crypts in which millions of bodies have been entombed. The surface entrance to the catacombs is our first seat. Professor Hendry and his assistants are awaiting the arrival of Signora Zarelli, the medium, through whom the professor intends to conduct his series of experiments.
You don't suppose there's any chance that the medium will disappoint us, Professor?
I see no reason why she should, Norman. She gave me her word.
Did I understand you to say that she was afraid of ghosts?
Mortally.
Well, that seems funny.
These scenes go to you, my dear boy, but I can assure you that it was far from funny for me trying to persuade her to meet us here and conduct the experiment.
Well, just why did you choose the catacombs of Rome when you've been so successful in your laboratory in London?
As I have said, we have evidence to substantiate what are commonly known as hauntings. That is, phenomena appear in some places and not in others.
Oh, yes, so I've heard.
Also, there is good evidence of the effect of material things upon clairvoyance. Here is a place haunted by 6 million dead. The clairvoyant effect of their bones and graves is potentially terrific.
Yes, sir, I can understand that.
I beg your pardon, were the seniors waiting for me?
Oh, it's the medium.
Yes, of course, indeed. Signora Zarelli, my assistant, Mr. Darrell.
How do you do?
How do you do?
We shall proceed at once to the catacombs below.
Oh, but, Signor, you are selecting this entrance?
Certainly. Why not?
But this section is sacred to St. Agnes, the martyred Roman virgin.
I choose this section particularly.
Oh, spare me, Signor. I care not to enter here.
Come, my good woman. One section is the same as another, except for the fact that I am most interested in what our findings may be in the ground of St. Agnes.
Oh, Signor, please. I beg of you to allow me to go home.
This is no time to change your mind. Remember your agreement. The money.
No, it is always the necessity of money. I will go.
Very well. Norman, light the tapers and we'll go below.
Very well, sir.
Give me a taper, Norman. I'll go first. The signora will come next and you will follow behind.
Here you are, sir.
Watch your steps carefully. The stairway's badly crumbled in spots.
Oh, Signor, will you not release me from our agreement?
Certainly not. Follow me.
You step off now. What's up, Signor? Take my hand off. That's it. Watch down here. Watch out. Be careful. All right, Senator.
Come on. Oh. What was that? Here it is.
Nothing. Nothing at all. Just a bat attracted by the light of our tapers. I must ask you both to keep your composure.
I'm sorry, sir.
Careful. They're nearly at the bottom. This is the last step. We'll have to squeeze through here. It's a very narrow entrance.
Yes,
sir. Oh, Signor, please.
I'm through. Follow me.
Watch out, Signor. Yep. Oh, my hand.
Here we are.
Oh, look. Look, everywhere. Skulls. Bones.
The last resting place of 6 million early Christians.
Do you feel all right, Professor?
Certainly.
feel a nearness.
Quiet. He's going into the trunk. Stand ready for your notebook.
Yes, sir.
Take down every syllable she utters.
Yes.
I see a tall, beautiful girl. Fair hair. Thin, arched brows. She is about 19 years old. She is dressed in a long, white robe. Her hair is drawn together by a strand of twisted wool. It is Saint Agnes.
Have you written all that, Norman?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do you really think she sees all that?
We have no evidence.
But we...
She speaks again.
I get a picture of a large crowd of people. They are angry. They are rushing through one of the narrow streets that skirt the Forum Romanum. They are running toward the river. There is a small wooden bridge. The crowd approaches this bridge. Suddenly, Saint Agnes appears. She stands at the entrance of the bridge. She talks to the angry mob.
Why do you run in such haste and anger? Calm yourselves, I beg of you. You know not what you do when flamed by the fires of unrighteous anger. Return to the peace of your homes and occupations. Forget the hatred that you've taken into your heart. Lift your eyes and your hearts to the Lord and beg forgiveness for your wrongs.
Some strange power this girl possesses. I see the angry mob kneeling in prayer. She is seizing the opportunity to make converts. The vision fades.
Wonderful, isn't it, Professor? The powers of clairvoyance this woman possesses.
Remember, Darrell, we have no proof of what she has said.
Does the senior doubt the truth of my vision?
My dear woman, I told you when I engaged you that this was being done as an experiment. I do not doubt you.
It is well not to doubt too much.
Do you see Professor? Quiet, my boy. Watch her.
I see the picture of the Appian Way. There is a group of people headed by St. Agnes walking in single file across the fields near the church of Quo Vadis. It is night. St. Agnes is carrying a lighted candle. A little distance from a stone wall, which separates the field from the road, near the junction of the Ardeatine roadway, the procession is stopping. I see two men at the rear who seem to be carrying a lead casket. They bring the casket forward and place it at the feet of St. Agnes. The box is opened. St. Agnes reads from a scroll a list of the things to be placed in it.
Placed within the casket, these two parchment rolls on bronze support. Now these bronze plates. These statuettes. The gold chain and medallion. And the book with the gold binding. That is all. Now replace the cover and seal it.
I see a vision of a man pacing off steps from where the casket rests. He walks 4 paces to the large stone, returns, and walks 6 paces to the roadway. He comes back to the casket, and St. Agnes orders 2 men to dig a hole. The vision fades.
Did you get it all down, Darrell?
I did, sir.
The number of pieces taken by the man?
Yes, sir. 4 paces to the large stone, 6 paces to the roadway.
The Via Ardeatine still runs as it did hundreds of years ago when first the road was built. Undoubtedly, the large stone referred to still remains. If so, we have a discovery far greater than any antiquarian and religious interest.
You mean?
Of course. If we dig at the spot indicated and find this casket, it will prove the vision. because this medium couldn't possibly have known about it by any normal means.
I trust the Signor will find proof of my faith and powers.
I told you before, Signora, it is not a matter of doubting your powers, but I must have established facts to prove to myself and those whom I represent.
I see.
And now, as long as we are here, I would like to make one more experiment. That is, provided the Signora is so inclined.
I will see if the powers are working. I see confusion. A group of soldiers are escorting St. Agnes to the gate of St. Sebastian. They are followed by a hooting mob of people.
Down! Burn her! Christian dog!
Silence! Woman, your hour has come. You have been found guilty of worshipping the Christian God and of influencing others in unlawful Christian practices. The law of Rome is plain. The emperor has decreed that you be given the opportunity to renounce Christianity. Become a loyal Roman and enjoy the fruits that are Rome. Or, failing this, it has been decreed that you are to be banished from the city. What say you?
What does it profit a man that he gain the whole world and loseth his soul? Oh, what exchange can a man give for his soul? For the Son of God will come in the glory of his Father and render every man according to his work.
Then get thee hence. Through the gate with her.
Through the gate
with her.
Christian dog,
you go from the city, but you go not alive. Go in death.
St. Agnes sinks lifeless to the ground, fatally stabbed by one of the enraged soldiers. The vision fades.
This is but one of the many harrowing experiences described by Mr. Harry Pierce, director of the National Laboratory of Psychical Research, London, in his new series, Startling Experiences with Spirit Mediums. The first illustrated article appears in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine which is distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. And now for that important announcement. $1,000 a year for life. What a reward for a moment's thought. Just one little idea. That's the opportunity that is being offered to all readers of Hearst Sunday newspapers by the American Weekly, the magazine which is distributed each week with these newspapers. And now the race for those 10 great annuity prizes is half over. Did you get in? What? You didn't start? Well, what are you waiting for? Well, there's one more chance for you. And if you don't take this one, it's just too bad. Next Sunday's American Weekly, issue of October 1st, will print coupons numbers 1, 2, and 3. The first two you missed through your own neglect. The third one is a regular coupon for next Sunday. Now you can have three chances for the great prizes and may write and enter three slogans or subtitles in the competition. Remember, it's your last chance to get into the race. Get the Hearst Sunday newspaper. Read the rules carefully. Follow the instructions exactly. Fill in the coupons and write your suggestions for a slogan. Don't forget to put down your age and birthday date, so the American Weekly can have the big life insurance company make out your $1,000 a year life annuity policy when you win it. Every large fortune is built on the foundation of one great idea. You may have the great idea that the American Weekly seeks. Write it and a real fortune is yours. Get next Sunday's first newspaper with the American Weekly and make the grade.